for and about North Central Pennsylvania is next.
Friday, September 1st. Good day. I'm Jerry Miller with this report of Black Forest Broadcasting News.
Quality cancer care close to home. That's what you get at the Patterson Cancer Care Center at Charles Cole Memorial Hospital. Highly skilled and caring professionals, including board-certified oncologists, a hematologist, nurses, and a nurse practitioner. Provider superior personalized care, including chemotherapy, radiation, blood transfusions, iron infusions, and complementary therapy. Free cancer screenings are also held regularly. Check their online calendar at www.charlescolehospital.com for dates. Compassionate care beyond the extraordinary. At the Patterson Cancer Care Center, call today, 814-260-5555. 814-260-5555.
Penn State says clouds will increase today. We'll have a high of 64, a low of 48. Mostly cloudy with rain developing tomorrow night. Compliments of Harvey. A daytime high of 60 and an overnight low of 54. On Sunday, a high of 68. Clearing skies Sunday night, a low of 54. It is September 1st. And on this day in 1923, the earth shook violently in Kanto, Japan. It was the worst earthquake in Japan's history, magnitude 7.1, killing some 140,000 people. 39 years later, on September 1st, 1962, an earthquake struck northwestern Iran. The magnitude 7.3 quake in Iran killed some 12,000 people. In today's news, the investigation into the origin of two ear-tagged deer euthanized recently in Elk County has resulted in a conviction. A 56-year-old Ridgeway man pleaded guilty August 16th to two counts of disturbing wildlife after reporting he'd handled the deer, saying both were wild, and he tagged them in separate years while they were fawns. Fines and costs totaled $2,120. It is unlawful in Pennsylvania to pick up, take into captivity, or otherwise disturb wildlife or release any deer into the wild. Doing so can result in stiff penalties, including imprisonment. The ear-tagged deer were euthanized July 26 in Ridgeway Township, Elk County. While the Game Commission uses ear tags in its research, the agency tags differ in appearance from the tags commonly used on deer farms. Because of the risk, escaped or released captive deer or elk could spread chronic wasting disease to areas where the disease has not been detected in the wild. Game Commission protocol authorizes wildlife conservation officers to shoot free-ranging ear-tagged deer they encounter. Both deer euthanized July 26 tested negative for the disease. The results from genetic tests performed to learn more about the deer's bloodlines are pending. The Pennsylvania Route 6 Alliance and Pennsylvania Wild Center for Entrepreneurship are launching a regional facade grant program for communities along Route 6 in the Pennsylvania Wilds. Commercial property owners interested in the program are invited to attend one of the public meetings being held throughout the four-county area. Pennsylvania Route 6 and PA Wilds Regional Facade Program is intended to enhance the attractiveness of the small towns within the Pennsylvania Wilds and along the Pennsylvania Route 6 Heritage Corridor to help commercial property owners and business owners in Warren, McKean, Potter, and Tioga counties improve the look of their buildings. The program will provide funding to commercial building owners and business owners with property owner approval, as well as nonprofits, with the restoration of building facades within the targeted area. Eligible types of restoration activities include design assistance, a fresh coat of paint, new signage, and repairing or replacing an awning. Facade improvements do not need to be costly and will greatly improve the facade of the building, making a lasting effect on the community. According to Terry Dennison of the Pennsylvania Route 6 Alliance, the program will fund about 32 facade projects at a maximum of $5,000 each, with a required 1 into one match. It will also make smaller matching signage grants available to 50 retail and host site establishments involved in the Wild Cooperative, a visitor experience the Pennsylvania Wild Center is working to curate and grow. Public meetings to explain the guidelines and grant procedures will be held Tuesday, September 12th at 1 p.m. at the Warren Public Library, Wednesday, September 20th at 10 a.m. at the Gunsberger Building, Conference Room, Main Street, Countersport, Wednesday, September 20th at the Wellsboro Office, Borough Office, and Wednesday, September 27th at 1:30 at the McKean County 911 Center. The grant is made possible through a $183,000 Keystone Communities grant from the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development and project supporting funding from the Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. And a reminder to motorists that state police have joined the U.S. Department of Transportation National Highway Safety Administration's Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over Impaired Driving Enforcement Campaign through Monday, September 4th, Labor Day. During the three-day Labor Day holiday enforcement period in 2016, state police investigated 704 crashes statewide, including 61 involving alcohol and 4 alcohol-related fatal crashes. Penalties for a DUI conviction in Pennsylvania vary based on several factors, including an individual's criminal history, blood alcohol content level, and whether or not there were injuries or property damage in the event of a crash. Potential consequences include thousands of dollars in fines, a license suspension, and even prison time. In other news, Countersport Bay State Police are continuing their investigation into the alleged sexual assault of an elderly Countersport woman. The crime is said to have occurred on the evening of August 17th in Eulalia Township.
Both people involved in a domestic violence assault on the night of August 15th at 1951 White Knoll Road in Harrison Township have been charged with harassment. State police at Countersport say they went to the home following a 911 hang-up call. Upon investigation, they allegedly found an argument between 51-year-old Colleen Smith of Ulysses and 41-year-old Aaron Jacobs of Salamanca had moved out onto the porch. Jacobs is accused of pushing Smith, and Smith is charged with throwing a cell phone, hitting Jacobs in the back of the head. Charges were filed before District Judge Dolores Weiss. And Cane Bay State Police have charged both people in connection to a dispute on the afternoon of August 14th at 7172 Route 46 in Smethport. Authorities claim 18-year-old Cassandra Dietrich of Sunbury punched 23-year-old Brian Manley of Williamsport in the mouth with a closed fist, and Manley is charged with shoving Dietrich. Officers say the case will remain open pending further court action.
And troopers at Countersport have not released the name of a 20-year-old male suspect who is being charged with harassment. Police claim that the suspect was standing nude on Route 872 at the Austin Dam Memorial Park during the dam show Saturday night and is alleged to have struck another person. He was taken into custody and allegedly found to be in possession of suspected marijuana and was also taken to Charles Cole Hospital for medical evaluation. A theft occurring in Deerfield Township, Tioga County, sometime August 4th, is being investigated by troopers at Mansfield. Burglars entered an unlocked garage owned by 76-year-old Richard Short of Knoxville and stole a pair of Crocs-style shoes. Losses estimated to be $10. And a theft occurring in the Kersey Park Wednesday morning is being investigated by troopers at Ridgeway. Someone stole an iPhone 7 Plus belonging to Randy Fields of Rockport between 7 and 7:45 p.m. Mechanical failures blamed for a collision occurring yesterday morning on Route 155 in Elder Township, McKean County. State police report Jerry Haynes of Austin was traveling north, and when he passed a Jeep Renegade driven by Mary Glover of Portville, the left front wheel tire came off of his Chevy Tracker and struck Glover's Jeep. The vehicles continued for a short distance before coming to a stop. Both drivers were using seatbelts and were unhurt. Black Forest Weather Observer Tony Price says our high yesterday was 66. The overnight low was 37. We had 34 here on Fishing Creek. We received 0.05 inches of precipitation, a few sprinkles yesterday.
Sunrise this first day of September was at 6:38 a.m. Sunset will be at 7:48 p.m. That'll give us 13 hours and 12 minutes.